Iran's negotiating team, led by Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, is currently in the Austrian capital of Vienna for the next round of high-level talks with the Group 5 plus 1 over Tehran's nuclear energy program. From Geneva to Vienna, it was the third meeting of chief negotiators since February. So far, officials say they have largely focused on what issues should form part of a long-term deal. At a dinner banquet on Monday, Zarif met with EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, who leads the team from the six world powers, namely the United States, France, Britain, Russia, China, and Germany, during the nuclear negotiations. During the meeting, the heads of the negotiating teams reviewed reports of the expert delegations from both sides, which wrapped up their latest round of talks in Vienna on Saturday, and discussed the agenda for the two-day high-level negotiations set for Tuesday and Wednesday. On Saturday, Hamid Baidi-Nejad, the head of Iran's negotiating team involved in expert-level talks with six major world powers, described the latest round of the nuclear negotiations as beneficial. In the meantime, Iran has said it hopes enough progress will be made with major powers this week to enable negotiators to start drafting by mid-May a final accord to settle a long-running dispute over its nuclear program. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said upon arrival in Vienna, quote, "We will finish all the discussions and issues this time to pave the ground for starting to draft the final draft in Ordi Behesht, an Iranian month that begins in 2 weeks." A U.S. official gave a similar timetable last week, voicing hope that the drafting of an agreement could begin in May. It's fair to say that Ordi Behesht or May will be very important months, indeed in both Iranian and Western calendars, at least in nuclear negotiation terms.